I remember the first mentor. Her name was Biddy Mitchell, and she was my grammar school teacher. She instilled in me an understanding of grammar and words and how to speak in a fairly civilized way. And I think back at what a service she did me, because she got me interested in the subject. There was a fellow by the name of Arthur Goldsmith. Went to Harvard, made a lot of money. He was a good friend of my uncle's. He said, "You're not realizing enough of yourself." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You want to be in news, but you're not. You're doing commercials, you're doing things that just for money. You're better than that." And he kept on me. And I paid attention. And finally came a time in my life when I said, "You know something? Arthur's right. He's right." So I gave up everything. I had enough money for about a year if I didn't get another job. And luckily, it worked out. The satisfaction that you get from being a mentor, from helping someone young whom you admire, in whom you see a future, the satisfaction you get as that blossom begins, really, the petals begin to expand, it's a glorious thing to watch.